Hi, welcome back to Redeem the Commute. It's Wednesday, and so today's the day we take the topic we've been looking at this week, we try to apply it to our lives. Yesterday we talked about anger and how it can be part of objectifying somebody and forgetting their personhood and their value and worth in God's eyes. So today we're going to look at the second part of the passage we looked at yesterday, where Jesus said, "So if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you're going with him to court, lest your accuser hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the guard, and you be put in prison. Truly, I say to you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny." Well, these two stories, one centered around the temple in Jerusalem and one having to do with courts, are both meant to illustrate what Jesus has taught. He's trying to show people in practice what it looks like to make peace with one, a friend, or an accuser. The first story is set at the temple, where somebody is going to make a sacrifice to God, and this would mean that they've brought an animal with them, most likely, all the way to Jerusalem, no matter where in Israel they were coming from. It says if they get there and they suddenly are overcome with guilt and they remember that they've done something to hurt their brother and things just aren't quite right. And by brother, we don't mean a sibling and a family. Rather, Jesus would have meant a friend, possibly even another follower of his. So he's talking about somebody close to them who they might have wronged. He's saying if that happens, if you suddenly realize you've wronged somebody, even somebody close to you, then drop everything and get to them as quickly as possible. He just wants them to turn around, leave that animal they were going to sacrifice at the altar in Jerusalem, and get home. And if they came from one of his hometowns, Galilee, that would have meant a journey of like 100 kilometers to get all the way back there and deal with that wrong. That would have been quite a trip, because remember, we're not flying, we're not driving. These people would have been walking. That would have been an incredible journey. So Jesus is saying, go over the top, sacrifice whatever it takes. And not just with friends. He says if somebody's taking you to court because you owe them money, that's somebody you need to reconcile with as well. Don't wait for it to go to the judge, but try to settle out of court. Try and make sure that they're paid every penny that you owe them. In both of these examples, with friends and with enemies, when you take the initiative or when they're hauling you off to court, he's saying, make things right as quickly as possible. Do something decisive and quick to make sure that things are right between you. Even if that means a lot of sacrifice, sacrificing time or sacrificing money, pay that price. He wants them to take immediate and decisive action, whether that means walking 100 kilometers or whether that means paying them every last penny. And since we're Canadian, now I mean nickels, because we don't have pennies anymore, but paying them every last nickel that they're owed. Just 2 weeks ago, we talked about light, the importance of reflecting God's light into the world. The followers of Jesus aren't meant to be a source of light themselves, but to reflect God's light into a dark and hurting world. A big part of that means reflecting God's priorities and values. God prioritizes and cares about and values us as human beings. And so we're called, if we're going to reflect his love, to do the same, to care about and value other human beings around us, even when they get in our way, even when they hurt us, even when they threaten us, to do our best to figure out how to show God's love, because God has loved us, even though we've hurt him and his plans for our worlds. Now, he's not giving us exact rules and recipes to follow. Rather, he's teaching us that people matter to God. And if people... I'm going to edit that in earlier, because I forgot to do that part. I'm going to say one more thing too, and then I'm going to flip pages and go to the next one. Jesus is saying he wants us to deal with our anger and with our broken relationships with people through radical sacrifice, through doing whatever it takes. If that means 100 kilometers of walking, if that means paying every last penny that somebody is owed, he wants us to get on that, to take decisive, immediate action, to right whatever is wrong in our relationships with others. It's what Jesus did in coming to earth to save us. He took decisive and immediate action to do something to get us back into a right relationship with Him. And if we want to follow Him, we're called to take immediate, decisive action to fix our relationships with others. Well, tomorrow we're going to look at applying this to our lives. But first, I have a question for you to consider. This teaching by Jesus shows us that God cares even about what is in our mind and our hearts, not just our outward actions. What does that tell you about God? We'll have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.